Jimmy, we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline as we get to say hello to a longtime friend and very special guest.
Absolutely, and that is Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. Nobody knows the SEC better. Tony, how are you?
Jimmy, we're doing great. It's just hard to believe that the championship game is almost here. It has gone that fast.
It sure has. So, what type chance do you give Alabama to beat Georgia? And I'll preface it by saying, the last time Alabama was a dog to the dogs in 2015, Alabama won 38-10. Do you give Alabama much of a chance to beat Georgia?
I do. I mean, there's some things going to have to happen because there's some real problems on the Alabama roster, not the least of which is the right side of their offensive line. Auburn tried to exploit it. They got in position to win and couldn't close the deal. And Georgia just has to take advantage of that with that great defensive line they have. I think the key for Alabama is they've got to hit big plays out of the passing game with just the way they've been throwing the ball up and down the field. And Georgia's going to have to give them some help. I'm picking Georgia to win the game, but I think Alabama's got a shot. Alabama's always got a shot.
They don't seem to be Alabama good. They didn't play that well against Auburn or LSU or Arkansas. Yep. What do you think has been missing? Is it the offensive line or is there something else?
They have not been able to run the ball when they wanted to run the ball. Alabama's always had, as great as they were offensively throwing the ball last year, when they wanted to run the ball with Brian Robinson and killing the clock, they could do that. Now they have not been able to do that, and that catches up with them. Brian Robinson, by the way, is hurt. We don't know if he's going to be able to play a lot in this game. And so I think that is the big thing. Alabama's just human, all right? They're not otherworldly like they've been in the past, and this is an opportunity, I think. Georgia's clearly got the better football team, but Jimmy and John, as you guys know, the best team doesn't always win.
Stetson Bennett, is he good enough to help Georgia not only win the SEC but a national championship?
Yes, and I've been asked that a lot, as you might imagine. he is. I just can't think of anything that you want a quarterback to do that he hasn't done. It's remarkable how much he's improved over last year, and you just sit there and watch him play. It's clear that the Georgia players really like him and really gravitate to him. And so, yes, I think I absolutely feel the way. Now, you got to have JT Daniels ready to go. Just like, you know, Auburn beat Georgia Alabama beat Georgia 2 years in a row with a backup quarterback. So we know how important backup quarterbacks can be. But Stetson Bennett is doing everything you would want a quarterback to do.
If you were just doing the head-to-head matchup in terms of position by position, would you give the check mark to Alabama over Georgia when it came to quarterback?
Oh, no. Bryce Young is going to win the Heisman Trophy. I think he locked up the Heisman Trophy last week with that 97-yard drive with the game on the line. No, you would absolutely give Alabama the edge at quarterback. You give them the edge at wide receiver, but you give Georgia the edge on both lines of scrimmage. And ultimately, that most of the time, that's where the game is won.
Tony, is there any area that you would say is a weakness for Georgia?
It's not, John, it's not a weakness, but they're not. Georgia's front seven is one of the best front sevens Georgia's ever had. All seven of those guys are going to get drafted. The secondary, by comparison, is good, not great. But if you're going to exploit Georgia, it's the big plays over the top in the passing game. That would be if you're going to beat them, that's how you're going to beat them. And so Alabama, that's playing into their strength. So look for Alabama to take their shots deep, particularly early in this game.
Well, as you highlight, and rightly so, the incredible strength of Georgia's front seven, the fact that they can get to the quarterback as quickly and consistently as they do, that can kind of pick up a secondary that's not great, correct?
Exactly. What you do, well, as it was explained by somebody else this week, defensively, Georgia has one goal, and that is to make the quarterback very uncomfortable. Auburn did that for 58 minutes last week. I think he got sacked 7 times. And that's what that is what has to happen.
I guess Tony Barnhart. Tony, Brian Kelly goes to LSU. Many believe because he thinks that gives him a better chance to win a national championship. Lincoln Riley goes to Southern Cal because many believe he thinks that's a better way to win a national championship.
Yeah.
But give me your thoughts on Brian Kelly going to LSU.
Well, I thought it was a great hire for LSU. Brian Kelly has won almost 300 games as a college football coach. I think he's third on the wins list behind Nick Saban and Mack Brown. He's put together 5 consecutive 10-win seasons at Notre Dame. The program, his program hit rock bottom back in 2016 when they went 4-8, and he rebuilt it. I think it was a very good hire because the guy knows football. And he's going to be able to recruit. If you can recruit at Notre Dame, you can recruit anywhere. And the talent level in Louisiana is so good. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get the roster to where he needs it to be, but it's not going to take long.
What'd you think about Florida hiring Billy Napier from Louisiana Lafayette?
I think it checks all the boxes. It was clear from talking to the Florida people, there were 2 things they had to have in their new coach. Number one, he needed to be offensive oriented. Okay. Billy Napier's Louisiana teams have done very, very well offensively. And the other thing they had to have was somebody who wasn't just good in recruiting, but who was relentless in recruiting, who would attack recruiting with the same relentlessness that Kirby Smart attacks recruiting. And Kirby Smart recruits every single day of his life. And so those were the 2 things they had to have, and I think they've got that in Billy Napier. Now Billy's got to go find him a quarterback. Does he have one on the roster? Does he need to get one in the transfer portal? I think that will be the next big key for them.
Tony, in looking at how quickly the exit presented itself to Dan Mullen in Gainesville, is there any comparison in anything you've seen prior to in the Southeastern Conference that led to such a quick exit?
It was an amazing thing to watch, John. But really, I thought things were starting to come a little unglued at Florida when they lost to Kentucky. If you recall, it was at Kentucky, and Florida had 15 penalties in that game, mostly because they couldn't handle the crowd noise. And that's where the discipline issue kept coming up for Mullen. And then, you know, they lost to Georgia, but everybody's losing to Georgia. That's not the problem. Is that after they lost to Georgia, they go to South Carolina and get embarrassed 40-17, and then basically fell off the end of the earth after that. So it took several weeks for it to unravel, but once it started, it happened in a hurry. You're right.
Do you think there's any chance that Clark Lee wishes he had hung out one more year in South Bend?
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Yeah, because nobody saw that coming. Once I first heard about it, that he was coming, I said, well, okay, that makes sense. He's a good football coach. But, yeah, I'm sure Clark Lee said, if I just would have hung around another year, I might be the head coach at Notre Dame then.
Tony, when you consider all of the departures and all of the mess that was inherited by Josh Heupel, talk about the job that you think he did in getting Tennessee to a 7-5 record.
Well, tremendous. I mean, to get to that point, to go 7-5 in his first year. But even more important than that, he established an identity for Tennessee football, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. Under Jeremy Pruitt, I couldn't tell you what Tennessee was. I couldn't tell you what they were trying to do because I couldn't figure it out. Now, exactly. And now we know exactly what Tennessee is going to be under Josh Heupel. And that's up-tempo, throw the ball all over the place, high accuracy on the part of the quarterback. And I thought he did a tremendous job in this first season. And I know the Tennessee people have got to be excited. Wherever Tennessee goes to a bowl game, they're going to sell a bunch of tickets.
Who's your SEC coach of the year? Heupel, maybe Lane Kiffin, maybe Kirby Smart. Who you like?
There's five guys you could choose. Okay, yeah. I mean, Pittman, 8 wins, 2 years removed from losing 20 straight games in the SEC, Sam Pittman takes Arkansas to 8-4. Just remarkable. And they were in every game they played except for Georgia. And again, you heard that a lot. But I think Kirby Smart's got to get some consideration for Coach of the Year. I mean, they never give it to a guy who's got the most talent. But the way he has managed this team and the expectations, and they've had a bunch of injuries on the offensive side of the ball, and they sort of worked through that, working through the quarterback and Stetson Bennett. So I think Kirby Smart will get. I don't know if he'll win, because really the coach with the best team rarely gets Coach of the Year. But he deserves some consideration.
Who's your SEC Player of the Year?
I think it's going to end up being Bryce Love because of the numbers that he has continually put up. If he has a big game against Georgia and that defense, I think he's your SEC Player of the Year, and he's also your Heisman Trophy winner.
Can you, when you're talking about a frustrated fan base and an administration that can be a tad impatient, what do you think this offseason and the next year is going to be like for year two for Brian Harsin on the Plains?
Wow. You talk about – and what's interesting about Auburn, guys, is after they beat Arkansas and Texas A&M and Arkansas and Ole Miss back-to-back weeks to go 7-2. 6-2, mm-hmm. And they're playing pretty well. You said, okay, they're going to be all right. And then they fall off the face of the earth, losing their last four games. And in three of those games, they had double-digit leads and blew them. So obviously Mike Bobo's already gone. You knew somebody was going to be the fall guy. And so they're going to have to figure out some things. Does Bo Nix come back? We don't know. And so there's a lot of questions to be answered in the offseason at Auburn.
That's right. But we all know where we can go to get Milo sweet tea with Bo Nix,
right?
There
you
go.
Hey, Tony, always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the SEC championship game this Saturday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football, talking SEC football with us.
Joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.